This supporting and creating the container of relaxed alertness was kind of the art of meditation in a way. We learn how to have our attention hold, meet, rest with our experience, stay connected, intimate with experience, without being contracted and tight, forcing, pushing into the experience. A couple of things I've explored around this. One is kind of a framing of language in a way. It's a language is very impactful for us. And sometimes as I'm exploring experience, I have this sense, it's like I'm telling myself I'm looking at something. And that is a way of observing experience, of meeting experience. And there can sometimes feel like there's a separation or a distance between what we're knowing and the sense of observing. And yet sometimes, at least for me, this sense of looking at can have a kind of a narrowing or a pushing into. So sometimes I reframe it, can I be with this experience? And that creates a kind of a different feeling to the awareness. So that you can play with that, see if that supports you. What does it mean to be with the breath? Rather than, what does it mean to look at the breath? I'm just exploring that possibility. Another tool, particularly around the breath, that is supportive, that I found very supportive, is really exploring a light touch to the effort that we use our energy, our effort to stay connected to experience, and we tend to carry our habits of how we use energy in the world into our meditation. And often that's about like diving in or trying to hold on to something, especially when we're focusing on something. And in our meditation, one way to explore or frame the notion of how we make effort is just enough effort to stay with a moment of experience. Just enough effort to be with an in-breath. And then just enough effort to be with an out-breath. So that doesn't take very much effort. Just right now, on an in-breath, can you be attentive to an in-breath? That's all you have to do, is one half of a breath. And then at the end of that half of a breath, make the effort to stay with an out-breath. So it's very short moments of effort. And those short moments of effort begin to accumulate very naturally and gain a momentum. And so that short effort, just over and over again, is another very helpful tool, half a breath at a time. And as we cultivate this relaxed alertness, especially on these first days of the retreat, we'll probably run into the swamp, the bog, the dull, heavy, sleepy mind. And that's really normal for those of you who are new to retreat, just so you're aware. You know, this is, those of you who are familiar with retreats, kind of, you know, you all get, recognize your pattern and how, you know, often the first day or so, a couple days of retreat, can be a lot of sleepiness, a lot of dullness of mind. And exploring our relationship to that, you know, just doing the best you can. There are some tools we can use to work with sleepiness. You know, you're welcome to stand up at any time in the hall. That really can support the energy. Just do standing meditation. or sit with your eyes open. Opening your eyes, bringing in the light helps to keep the mind a little more alert. And it's really helpful to, while not giving in to the sleepiness, to also not have an aversive relationship with it. You know, one of the great revelations of my meditation practice was when I recognized that the reason why the sleepy experience feels so unpleasant is because I didn't like it. And when I could allow the sleepiness to be present, actually the sensations were quite pleasant. And that made it a little bit easier to stay present for them. Again, we can hold the sensations of you know, the heaviness of the body, the heaviness of the head and the mind, and the breath. So often on these mornings, we will have time for questions, but we're going to have instructions in walking. Gil will be offering some instructions in walking this morning, so we won't take questions this morning. And I have a few announcements before we go to the walking instructions. So today the schedule will have a couple of extra little pieces on the schedule, and one of those is at the 11 o'clock walking period. So not this next walking period, but the following one. Gil will be here to offer some suggestions about posture. And I may join him to support that. So that's if you'd like some suggestions on working with your posture. You know, we do open to whatever's arising in our experience, and that includes painful experience. But sometimes we can, through a simple adjustment of posture, find a way that feels comfortable to sit. So if you'd like some support with that, we can work with you with that. And then this evening, instead of the Q&A at the 7:30 sitting with the written note that Gil talked about, we'll start that tomorrow night. This evening, instead of at that time, at the walking period at starting at 7:15, especially for those of you who are new to practice, those of you who've perhaps only, for whom it's your first retreat, or for those of you who've sat only maybe one or two retreats, we are going to offer a question period in the hall for you to ask questions about your practice and to just see how the instructions are going. So it's a kind of an opportunity for you to check in about what's happening in your practice. So at 7:15 this evening, we'll have that. And then, and just a reminder, yesterday in the announcements, Robert did such a beautiful job of describing the practice around not using sense in our community. And this is an area of renunciation for some of us. And it's also, it's in that realm of supporting the community. Because there are people here in this community who are very sensitive to sense. And it's like, it's not an option for them to, it can create asthmatic reactions and difficulty breathing, sometimes physical reactions. And so please refrain from using scented products. And again, the products that we have here are fine. So if you have any question about your products, whether they have a scent or not, even sometimes when they say unscented, they have natural fragrances, and sometimes they also have something called a masking fragrance, which paradoxically people who have sensitivity to sense can be very sensitive to, this scent that's supposed to mask sense. So please be very careful about this and refrain from using scented products. So now Gil is going to talk about walking practice.